We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Hello, Brevard County. My name is Bob Arthurs, and you're listening to the Refresh Radio program, a ministry of Merritt Assembly of God, where I have the privilege of pastoring that great congregation, and you are listening to WMIE 91.5 FM. If you are listening at 8:30 of a morning or 5 o'clock of an evening, if you are listening at 10:30 of a morning, you are listening to WWBC 1510 AM. You also may be, depending upon what part of the county you are on, listening to these wonderful stations on some different frequencies where they are retransmitted. And so wherever you are and however you may be listening, we greatly appreciate that. And want to invite you out to our Bible study tonight, where we are going to be once again focusing on evangelism. In our prayer time last Thursday morning, I was reminded of the passage where Rachel cried out, "Give me children, lest I die." And she was realizing that barrenness in her life was not healthy for her. She had the looks, she had the husband, she had everything that this world could say that she wanted, but she realized that fruitlessness was going to be her downfall. And she cried out to Jacob, "Give me children, lest I die." And Jacob said, "Look, the only one who can help you in this situation is God." And so as I was praying last Thursday morning, I was praying, "God, give us souls in Brevard County, lest they die." And I know that the Holy Spirit moves upon people's hearts and brings them to the place of repentance. And I've said this before, I'll say it again. It is not about a notch in our belt. It is very much about people's eternal destiny. And God does not want any to perish, but he wants all to come to repentance and to everlasting life. And so we need to ask the Lord of the harvest to send forth all of us as laborers into the harvest field so that the harvest is not lost. And so we can't be saying, "Well, you know, as soon as I do this, as soon as I retire, as soon as I get all of my problems dealt with, as soon as I memorize the Roman road," and I don't even know what the Roman road is, but as soon as I memorize it, that's when I'm going to start leading souls to Jesus. As soon as the kids are grown and away to college, that's when I'm going to see. The devil will offer you an encyclopedia full of excuses to keep you and I from doing the job that we as the saints are God's only plan for. The book of Jude says that the gospel has been entrusted to the saints once and for all. We are God's A team, his B team, his C team, his Z team. We are the only plan is for the people of God to be ambassadors of the good news of Jesus Christ and take it to those who have yet to embrace Jesus as Lord. And so I hope you can understand that we are trying to walk in obedience to the word of God and realize that there is an urgency. There are people who are entering on a daily basis in Brevard County, some young, some old, some healthy, some not so healthy. And every day they are entering into eternity. And some of them are not ready for that journey. And so we realize there's an urgency about it. And so we are doing the best that we can to equip our congregation to be messengers of the good news of Jesus Christ. And so if you'd like to come and join us, be a part of that study. We will be meeting tonight at 7 p.m. We do want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. By the way, one of the things that I try and do whenever I am calling and leaving a message someplace and they're asking me to leave a phone number where they can get back in touch with me, is to always speak that number slowly and also repeat it, because if not, you got to go back and listen to the message over and over and over again. So if you need to get a hold of Bill Andrike from Creative AC Solutions so that you can get your air conditioner up and running during what is identified by some of the meteorologists as the hottest part of the year, from this first part of July through the first two-thirds part of August, is considered to be the most intense heat of the year here in Central Florida. And you don't want to be going through that without air conditioning. So the number to call to reach Creative AC Solutions is 321-759-3284. One more time, 321-759-3284. Tell them you heard about them here on the Refresh radio program. I just want to take one more opportunity to say, I don't mention this often, but if you are led by the Spirit of God to make a donation to the Refresh radio broadcast, this is a cash flow negative ministry of our church. It is brought to you because we believe that our responsibility is to take the good news into all the world. And so when the opportunity came up to do this, we stepped out in faith. And as a friend of mine said in an email recently, sometimes there are rising tides and sometimes there are ebbing tides. And if you would like to help fund this radio broadcast, you can make a donation either online at meritassembly.com, meritassembly.com, or you could mail it to 165 North Grove Street. If you're making a checkout, make it to Merit Assembly of God, write Refresh on the memo line, and that would get to the appropriate fund. Basically, on the course of a year, or on the course of a month, we probably raise 20 to 25%, maybe 30% on a good month, of the cost of just bringing these radio broadcasts to you. So if you'd like to help out in that area, we would not say no. I tell people all the time, I don't say no to people who offer to help. And so with that being said, as long as they're qualified. Now, if they don't know how to fly a plane and they offer to help fly the plane, then I'm not going to let them help. I want a trusted pilot there. Let's get into Galatians chapter 5 today. We're going to be getting into some fun stuff here as we continue to look at the influence and the processes that the Holy Spirit wants to lead in our life. We started off talking about walking in the Spirit, and then we have been talking about being led by the Spirit. And so let's look at step number 3 today. We're going to begin reading in verse number 16 of Galatians chapter 5, 5th chapter, 16th verse. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you before, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. As I was reading that, we've read this several times now, I was just prompted by the Holy Spirit to mention this to you, and that is that there are a number of people who look at the list there of itemized things of the works of the flesh, the carnal nature, and Galatians 5 verses 19 through 21. And as they read that list, if they do not see an issue specifically mentioned, then they will try and rationalize that it is okay because it is not in the itemized list. In the same manner, if they find an itemized list in another passage of Scripture that does include their particular pet sin or an issue in their life, then they want to make an excuse as to why that itemized list should be discarded. So let me address the first matter, and that is in verse number 21, it says, and the like. Meaning that just because a specific title to a sin of a certain nature isn't mentioned does not mean that it is permissible and that it is okay. If it is of the nature of these other works of the flesh that are destructive and are more death style than lifestyle, then you need to say, you know what? It's not in the list, but I understand that that is one of the works of the flesh, and I don't need that to lead me. I need to be led by the Spirit. That was always the danger with what was described as the holiness movement that was based upon a list of things that you could not do. People would avoid one thing on the list and they would find a substitute. And they would avoid something else on the list, and before you knew it, there was a new thing that had come along, and it might even be worse than the thing that was on the list. There was a time where you couldn't play cards, originally that was meant to be, you weren't supposed to be gambling. But then it was, well, you can't play skip bow, you can't play hearts, you can't play spades, you can't play war, you can't play any of those things, any of those card games. And my parent, Hand and Foot, is one that people at our church like to play a lot of. And all of those things, those used to be banned, but there was really nothing carnal about them. They were just forms of entertainment that were not meant to be gambling. And there's a whole list of other things that are on the list of things. The best thing about holiness is when the Spirit of holiness, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and I like to say holy is very important in His name there, is that the Holy Spirit would write upon the tablet of our heart and our spirit and create a longing to do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do, where we're not avoiding a list and going down the checklist, but we're saying, you know what? I want to do what God wants me to do. And so we've talked about being walking in the Holy Spirit. We have talked about being led by the Holy Spirit. Today, we're going to talk about being fruitful in the Holy Spirit. And so this will probably take us a while. There is a lot of information here. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And, you know, if there was an apple tree and it didn't produce apples, you would say there's a problem with that apple tree. If here in Florida there was an orange tree and it didn't produce oranges, you would say there's a problem with that orange tree. You see, it is by its very nature, It is designed to receive the nutrients from the atmosphere, the environment that it is planted in, and that tree is designed to transform those nutrients into something that bears fruit. And so you and I, if we are walking in the Spirit, if we are led by the Spirit, it should be a supernatural, natural, if I can. It should be naturally supernatural for us to be fruitful. Now, I will tell you that not all Christians have always behaved in a Christ-like manner. This Christian has not always behaved in a Christ-like manner. So we're thankful for the forgiveness of God. We're thankful for the mercy of God. And we're thankful for the grace of God by which he empowers us to live by his Spirit better than we've lived by our carnal nature. So, but there have been many times when people operated by the Spirit inside the house of God, and yet when they emerged from the house of God, they did not manifest the fruit of the Spirit that we find described in verses 22 and 23. And I want you to know that if we are not manifesting the fruit so that other people can see it, you see, the only way I have of identifying an orange tree, I don't know what the bark looks like. Some do. I don't know what the leaves look like. Some people do. I identify orange trees when I see the orange. In Oklahoma, I would identify a pecan tree because I saw pecans on it. I would identify an apple tree because I saw apples on it. And I know that there are people, and they could say, you know what, I can get down into the chemical composition of it. I can tell by the leaf structure and all of that sort of stuff. I just look for the fruit. And the world is looking for Christians to manifest not the works of the flesh, not the carnal nature, but they are simply looking for Christians to manifest and be fruitful in their relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to produce these items in us. He wants us to produce these attributes because they are things that can only come from God. Where lust comes from the carnal nature, love, God's type of love, unconditional love, can only come from God because that's who he is. We try to describe love as a verb, and God does love, but that action emanates from his nature because the scripture says God is love. It is not only what he does, it is who he is. And as Christians, we should manifest the fruit of the Spirit. If we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us the way we have been talking about, he will cause us to produce the God type of love that is being described here. The early gatherings of saints were known as agape feast, where the love of God was on evident display inside those meetings, to the point where people came. There was a feast that was going on, and it was not a feast of food. It was a feast in the love that each one of those saints had received because they were abiding in Christ and the Holy Spirit was producing in them the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And so I've done a lot of sermon series on the fruit of the Spirit. I've read some of these things, but the most important thing that I've ever gained from this passage of Scripture was when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and he said, if you are not manifesting these issues in your life, you are screaming to the world that there is a disconnect in your relationship with the Holy Spirit. And I was like, whoa. You see, like I've told you before, I don't know how God speaks to you. I just know how he speaks to me. And he is always prompting me and inviting me to a more intimate walk with him, to where it is fruitful. You and I, the Holy Spirit wants to make us fruitful, and it is his leadership, that relationship that we have with him, that will produce in us, first of all, let's get first things first, and that is love. You see, if you turn over to 1 Corinthians, I'm turning the wrong direction here. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I want you to see how very, very important love is. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Turning pages. Chapter 12 talks about the gifts of the Spirit. Chapter 14 talks about the gifts of the Spirit. And right in between those is the what is known as the love chapter. And it says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. And so Paul begins here in chapter 13, verse number 1, and he describes the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but he says that they have to be motivated with the love of God. It's got to be producing the right type of fruit. A friend of mine did have an orange tree, but it grew sour oranges. And I was told that they like to plant orange trees in a soil where they are able to control what they put into the ground, because it affects how beneficial that orange is going to be when a person partakes of it. And so all of the gifts that we have, they have got to come from this fruit of the Spirit, which is the love of God. Love of God, love for God, and love for people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You see, love has got to be the foundation for whatever we do. If you speak the truth, the Bible says, speak the truth in love. If you utilize the gifts, make sure you do it in love. And so It says that if we operate with spiritual giftings, but we use it from the wrong place of fruit, we become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Can I tell you something? You don't want me in your church band. You don't want me there because I do not have good musical rhythm. I have no musical talent other than I can sing, which I do on this program from time to time. And I'm not saying that I do that well. I'm just saying that I do that. God said, make a joyful noise unto him, and I can do that. But when it comes to ministry to people and encouraging one another, it has got to be done through love. Jesus even healed because he was moved with compassion. He did miracles because he was moved with compassion. It is, if it was essential for the ministry of Jesus, it ought to be essential for you and I. We need to serve because we love. We need to study because we love. We need to enter into the harvest field because we love. There should be a fruitfulness about us. If we're walking with him and leading him, he is going to cause us to be bountiful in this fruit that is called love. It says that if we have the gift of prophecy, if we understand and have all knowledge and have tremendous faith so that mountains are moved, and if we give away everything that we have, all of that still has to be done from the motive of love, or it is not profitable to us. And so I wonder if we understand God's balance sheet, you know, because everything that we do, I mean, it might have a cost, but is it profitable? And I believe that God wants us to be valuable to our communities. I believe that God is making Merit Assembly of God more valuable to our community. And so we need the love of God. We've got to constantly tap into that. It's not a one and done thing. It is constantly being connected to the supply of God's divine love for this community. Your church needs that. My church needs that. Your family needs that. My family needs that. And those that Jesus died to save need us to be producing the fruit that the Holy Spirit wants to produce in our life. And that is the fruit of love. Go forth today. Let the love of Christ shine through you as it touches people Jesus died to save. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.